Dan Hort, inside the locker room, the Bengals have a Sean Williams and they have a Deshaun Williams. We're going to speak with Deshaun Williams, and I want to start with your dad, because we mentioned on the broadcast that he had a great career as a Canadian Football League running back, but I didn't realize until recently he went to training camp twice with the Bengals. What do you know about that?
I knew that he was here for a short period of time. It's just crazy how ironic things happen. You know, he went to Clemson, I went to Clemson, and he was a Cincinnati Bengal at some time, and now I'm doing all I got to do to earn my stripes to become one. So, you know, it's crazy how things just fall in place like that.
He was a three-time All-Star in the Canadian Football League, won a Grey Cup with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and he played until you were about 10 years old. Did you go to CFL games as a kid?
I did when he played for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The thing I had to get used to was so cold. Man, it's like a different world up there. But it was great to see him, you know, do what he does best, and that's run the football. So it was very good.
As you mentioned, you followed in his footsteps at Clemson. Was that always a dream for you?
Yeah, because me being from Clemson, you know, my house is like 10 minutes from the stadium. And I grew up being a Tiger fan, and my family is a Tiger fan. So I knew where I wanted to be when I came out the womb. So it was an easy pick for me.
You're one of 11 players from last year's Clemson defense that's in an NFL camp this year. That's crazy. Did you fully appreciate the talent you were surrounded by?
Yeah, man. It's starting with Vic Beasley, Grady Jarrett, myself, Stephon Anthony, Tony Stewart, man. You don't come across that much talent on one team. And then, like you said, all of us have opportunity to be in an NFL camp, man. That's a blessing. And I knew what type of talent we had in Clemson, man. You know, we finished with the number one defense in the nation. So, man, that defense, man, it was phenomenal to play with those guys.
We're visiting with rookie defensive lineman Deshaun Williams at your pro day at Clemson. You had a Bill Belichick moment of sorts, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. During the bag drills, I seen him, and he was looking at my feet, and I was going through the bag, and I heard him. He was like, "Who's that guy with the quick feet?" And then I was like, "Oh, man, I got Bill Belichick's attention." I was like, "All right, today is a good day." So to get his attention, man, it was very great that day.
Yeah, you don't need to read a scouting report on NFL.com when you've received a visual confirmation that Bill Belichick is impressed.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just to see those that many NFL teams at our pro day, man, it was a lot of talent in that room, and everybody wanted to see it. So I think we put on a great show for all the coaches, all the 32 teams that was there, and it worked out good for all the players that was there at Pro Day.
Deshaun, you had an excellent college career, but you didn't get drafted. Why do you think that's the case?
I can't say. A lot of people say have their doubts and they say souls, but you know that's not me to talk about. You know, I can control and I control. I knew what type of player I was, and Cincinnati knew what type of player I was when they watched film and took me on a visit here. And, you know, I'm here now. So, you know, it's done and over with. You know, I'm starting a new path, and so far it's going so good.
Since joining the Bengals, you've received the nickname Baby Geno for your resemblance to Geno Atkins. It's got to be pretty flattering, I would think. He's one of the best in the business of what you do.
Yeah, to have a nickname like that for like one of the top D tackles in the game, you know, it's a lot of shoes to fill. But, you know, I'm not Geno. You know, it's going to take a lot of work for me to get where he's at. And he's teaching me a lot. You know, he's a great teammate, a great player, you know, as well. But, you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work and dedication to get to his status. But, you know, I'm willing to work to get there. And, man, just to have a nickname like that, you know, it shows that your hard work is paying off at a certain extent. So, you know, I have a lot more to grow, and we're just going to push forward and get this play against Chicago and get ready.
Deshaun, what do you think you need to do to make this team?
Just be an overall just team player, you know, keep showing my effort. When my number's called, make the most of my ability, and you know, don't make mistakes, you know, because I'm an undrafted free agent, so you know I can't have the time to be making mistakes. And just so the coaches, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to win or get the job done, and you know, you just keep doing what I'm doing, just show that effort, be quick, and just have fun with the game. You know, that's the type of player I am. I'm not a big guy. But I played great leverage, and I got so much passion for the game, man, and it's going to let up Saturday.
Best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.